AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 45-year-old golf star Tiger Woods has serious injuries to both of his legs after a morning car crash in a Los Angeles suburb. AP's Mike Grassi reports a Los Angeles County Sheriff says Woods is lucky to be alive.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva said at an afternoon news conference, impairment did not appear to be a factor in the vehicle rollover involving Tiger Woods Tuesday morning in suburban Los Angeles.
They did not see any evidence of impairment, anything that of concern. Obviously, the life-saving measures that had to be taken for the occupant of the vehicle.
Villanueva said the vehicle appeared to be traveling at a high speed and
no skid marks, no braking. So apparently the first contact was with the center median.
Woods was extricated from the vehicle and taken by ambulance to an area hospital in serious condition. Woods' agent and authorities said he underwent surgery for leg injury sustained in the crash. I'm Mike Gracia.
The deputy who was first to arrive at the scene says he sometimes catches people topping 80 miles per hour in the steep section of road, which has a speed limit of 40. He adds he's seen fatal crashes there before. President Biden, as have many of his predecessors, has held his first one-on-one meeting with Canada's prime minister, this time online with Justin Trudeau. Biden says the two neighbors share many of the same values.
We both recognize our responsibility as leading democracies to defend our shared values around the world and to strengthen our own democracies at home. That means rooting out systemic racism and unconscious bias from our institutions and our laws, as well as our hearts.
Trudeau noting that both Canada and the U.S. share many ventures, including energy projects.
Canadian energy workers power homes on both sides of the border. It goes to show that we're all better off for this partnership.
One of the first actions Biden took was to block the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. This is AP News. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell tells a Senate committee that the nation's economy remains in the grip of the coronavirus pandemic. The AP's Ben Thomas has this report.
The economic recovery remains uneven and far from complete.
Testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, Fed Chair Jerome Powell added,
the pace of improvement in the labor market has slowed.
Powell says the path of the economy continues to depend on the path of the virus and measures to control its spread.
Continued progress in many industries has been tempered by significant losses in industries such as leisure and hospitality.
However, Powell does see an improved outlook in the months ahead.
In particular, ongoing progress in vaccinations should help speed the return to normal activities.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A number of economists feel that as the vaccination effort increases, the economy will become more robust as early as the summer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.